This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
All right, your phone calls. Judy and Julie and others are coming up right after this short segment. But first, I have an important report on Kathy Griffin, the lady that thinks beheading is so cute.
This president, of all people, is going to come after me? He picked the wrong redhead. And he's sort of a redhead, although it's sort of like a parfait cup. I made fun of Clinton. Oh, God, remember the Monica dress days? Those were the days. You could make dress jokes all day long, and nobody tried to kill you. You shouldn't have to die for this. I'm under a Secret Service investigation.
Kathy Griffin, it's a real good indication that your material is horrible when you have to hire a lawyer to defend it.
It was a parody of Trump's own sexist remarks, taken to an extreme absurdity.
No, it was an ISIS ode, lady.
Like many edgy works of artistic...
It's meant to look like ISIS garbage.
...could be interpreted different ways.
While the whole left calls for his death constantly.
But, Kathy, no
one imagines
that it could be misinterpreted as a threat of violence
against MSNBC called for ISIS to blow up his hotels!
That was never...
You want a lawyer, you're going to get one!
Already, seven celebrities have stepped onto Griffin's sinking ship, defending the plastic bubble that they all live in, including poser Al Franken, Jamie Foxx, Larry King, Rosie O'Donnell, Jim Carrey.
You know, I had a dream the other night about that I was playing golf with Donald Trump, and I was standing beside him with a club in my hand, and I was, you know, considering my options when I suddenly woke up. You know, it was one of those dreams where you want to just get back to sleep so you can finish it, you know?
But the backlash has just begun.
Clink, clink on her.
That's right.
Because she don't need to be walking around among us.
Right.
If she think it's funny to be holding a severed head.
Yes.
Even severed head. Like, this is cute, you. And they're supposed to be on the president. They need to lock you up. You have more than a mental illness going on. I can't describe your illness, but you have more than a mental illness going on.
Roseanne Barr responded to the ensuing Griffin Barron Trump debacle, saying, "Two of my grandsons are Barron Trump's age. I would slap the f*** out of any bitch or f*** who upset them. Trust me on that." Kathy Griffin, who lives in Bel Air next to the Kardashians, has no children and seems to actually detest them, which she has every right to do, but that isolates her from a huge majority of the population of the United States. Griffin, lacking any moral high ground, has taken a stand against President Trump for his grabber by the faux pas, yet goes on to promote her own act as being far more vulgar, especially to children.
I'm also not appropriate for children, I would say, across the board. Like, trust me, like, when I used to do a joke in my act when I was doing clubs, when I would, sometimes someone would shout out, "I've got a kid here," and I'd say, "Well, you're at the wrong effing place." Like, I'm very open about that.
I'm going to be honest, he broke me. He broke me. And then I was like, no, this isn't right. This just felt right. And I apologized because that was the right thing to do, and I meant it. And then I saw the tide turning, and I saw what they were doing, and I went, oh, okay, they're trying to spin this, and they're making it about Barron, and obviously that was never my intent. I would never want to hurt anyone, much less a child, but I started to see what was really happening. And then it was a mob mentality pile-on. And so many people have expressed to me personally across the country at my shows, they're scared. I don't know.
Face it, Kathy. You just destroyed your career. And like Hillary Clinton, it's nobody's fault but your own. The Hollywood Hills aren't Congress. You and your ilk, Sarah Silverman, Meryl Streep, Robert De Niro, Cher, Lena Dunham, George Clooney, Jennifer Lawrence, and Johnny Depp are actually endangering your careers regardless of what your agents are telling you. Just go take a look at Colin Kaepernick's current career status. The American people aren't buying what you're selling because your facts, much like Kathy Griffin's pointless train wreck of a career, don't resonate with the majority of the hardworking Americans that made you what you are in the first place.
What is your opinion of that First Amendment expression?
Sir,
of you beheading Lisa Bloom? Is there a question? Is there a comment you would have about this image of beheading Lisa Bloom? I wonder. this is a First Amendment protected expression, and we really ought to make sure that nobody gets bullied as a result of this.
John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with, was the Manchester attack or this latest attack on London Bridge?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
So, Megyn Kelly is coming here to interview me on Tuesday. I turned down most mainstream media interviews because I was going to travel to L.A. or New York to do it. I still do that anymore. It just doesn't... We're all over the news every day. We're all over CNN, Fox News all the time. And it really doesn't do anything. Because they always take stuff out of context and they clip of what you said. But it's a profile. And I found on Nightline and 60 Minutes and other shows that when they do profiles on you, it tends to be somewhat worth it. But then I've seen Megyn Kelly over in Russia. Some of the things she's saying and doing, and it's all just standard operating procedure. Just like, isn't Assad evil? Assad didn't start the war. Assad isn't Al-Qaeda. Assad lets women go to college who doesn't make them wear burqas. Assad was democratizing Syria, just like Libya was, and we used it to overthrow them via Obama and Hillary to bring in radical Muslims. That's the fact. But all the left does, and all the MSM is like, Assad, you know, he's real evil. Why are we always overthrowing the secular governments? Why is that? So we have a London terror attack, and these happen all the time, and the left makes excuses for them over and over and over again, and I'm just sick of it. I don't see Islam as half the threat of the bureaucracy and the leftist that want to work with this and want to go along with this. And then ISIS says, activate, start running over and killing everybody. And it happens more and more and more and more and more. And then nothing is done about it. And then I go to the mall and I walk past Gap with my daughters. I'm about to walk in Gap. So I don't care if it's a big corporate name. It's got clothes that fit them. And I see a big hijab and a woman. And I'm like, well, I can't buy there. And I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm walking my other shop. It's a hijab on that. And I realize the Muslim population is not even that high. The corporate media is saying, we're going to force feed you this. Remember Dunkin' Donuts showed their spokeswoman in a hijab like 6 years ago? They went, that's not a hijab. We're not pushing the hijab. That's a conspiracy theory. And now it's everywhere. And you can go to USA Today or the Associated Press just a few weeks ago. It's like, women now wearing hijab, a sign of solidarity with Islam. It's a sign that you're a slave, idiot. So, again, it is the mental illness of the left and the social engineering we have to deal with and that people have to face and that the fact that Islamic attacks are being used to now take our freedoms. Now, let me answer this question. Then I'm going to your phone calls. Do I think Manchester and the killing of all the young women, the 22 and 50-plus injured of 2 weeks ago, is an inside job? Do I think the attack of London Bridge last night was an inside job? Do I think all the truck attacks in France and in other countries of Europe like Sweden,
Do I think that the governments themselves staged those? And the answer is absolutely they staged them. Oh, no, they didn't actually fund the terrorists. In some cases, they did. They didn't actually go out and drive them in the truck, but they knew they were doing it. They let them go to Pakistan. They let them go to Libya. They let them go to Syria. They let them go to Iraq. They let them go to Saudi Arabia and get trained and go back and forth in every case. MI6, MI5, German intelligence, Swedish intelligence, U.S. intelligence, until Trump came along. He stopped that. They're there. They know it's going on. Their agents try to stop it in the case of the Manchester attack and the case of this attack and the case of the Stockholm attack and the case of San Bernardino. 2 years before, they were going to Pakistan and other countries getting trained, and the FBI opened an investigation up at their mosque on them and wanted to be able to continue surveillance, and they were called up by the Justice Department in a civil rights criminal probe. And two FBI agents and one federal marshal were facing 10 years in prison in an internal investigation for civil rights violations. This came out in a few newspapers for investigating the San Bernardino husband and wife that went to the Christmas party, you know, the Christmas tree, and said, are you a Christian? Yes. Boom! Are you Jewish? Yes. Boom! Because you got the Jews sitting around at the Christmas tree drinking eggnog, eating, you know, whatever. Big deal. We're all coming together. They killed the Jews. They killed the Christians. That's who they sought out. Workers they knew were Christian or Jewish, they would say, denounce it or you're dead. And they would say, I'm not denouncing it. Don't do this. And they'd shoot them right in the head. And our media would not say that was an Islamic attack. And for 3 days, the FBI was ordered to say it wasn't, until they finally came out and said, we've been told not to say it's an Islamic attack, but it is. And see, our government isn't perfect, but finally, Obama backing al-Qaeda and ISIS in Syria, backing the Arab Spring, the Soros crap, trying to tell law enforcement to stand down the last 8 years, to not do anything. They finally broke with the corrupt top, the globalist top of the government. And then Trump was able to come in because the American people woke up, because the intelligence agencies woke up, because law enforcement woke up. I'm not lionizing law enforcement. But our police and military is a lot better than the Islamicists and the globalists. And they don't want to kill America. They want prosperity. They're not out to get the country. Are they corrupt in some cases? You believe that this country's gotten corrupt. But they're not absolutely out to get everybody. And most of them aren't corrupt. The public is who's decadent and doesn't care and doesn't know. And by the way, I've been one of the biggest critics of law enforcement, one of the biggest critics of government, until I did even more research and found out how the left was attacking law enforcement to kind of bully them into a corner to fully get control of them with the Strong Cities Initiative and this whole UN takeover. And once they do that, oh, then law enforcement, which historically becomes the main tool of tyranny in a Soviet or fascist system, it will be the enemy. But instead, strangely enough, we spoke out to them, we warned them, we pointed out what was happening, and they're into evidence. They went and looked. They didn't call me a conspiracy theorist. Just out of hand, ignore what I said. They went and looked, and they found out it was true what Ron Paul said, and it was true what I said, and it was true what Trump said, and it was true what Barry Goldwater said, and it was true what all the patriots said. And when the globalists demonized us, attacked us, tried to look, you know, make us look bad and evil and all this other crap, because they knew we were telling the truth. That's why Hillary came out last Thursday and said Alex Jones, InfoWars, lost the election. He told all these lies. But she didn't list the lies I told, because I didn't tell lies, lady. I talked about Jerry Epstein's plane and the pedophile rings, all confirmed, convicted. I talked about Wiener and the pedophilia and all of it. It's all come out now. I talked about the UN and the sex slavery in Haiti. It's all come out months later. Everything I said. I mean, I had that directly from the CIA, lady, directly from high-level FBI, and you know it, and you can't stand it, that I'm crazy enough to get on air and say it when nobody else would. Oh, and here's the good news, sweetheart. Everybody else is saying it because I made it in vogue to go up against you and not care. Despite your threats and what you've done to me and my family and everything you know you've done, I've not talked about on air. You can't stand it, do you? It didn't make me back down. Because I don't have a death wish. I don't want to be a martyr. But if I have to be, I'm ready. I already know where this leads for me, that God's been testing me, putting more and more weight on me, more and more attacks, so that I can be an example when they tear me apart. When I am destroyed, my name is destroyed. I am drugged up, tortured, destroyed. If that, I know that's in the cards. I know that's where this is going. And I'm ready for all of it. You just, because here's the thing. I'm not a devil worshiper, and I'm not a pedophile, and I'm standing up for the children. And it's not because I'm some perfect person, but I love God, and I'll never serve you. And I'll never serve your dirtball globalist orthodox Islam. I'll never serve any of this because I serve God. Understand that. So I've chosen what side I'm on. And so understand, I already get it. I love how they threaten me and say it can get a lot worse as if I didn't know. I already know your plan. But here's the thing. You think you got your plan? God's got his plans. And the Lord works in mysterious ways. And I have comfort. And I know. And I'll never blame God. If I'm hung up by my ankles, having my guts torn out by a bunch of globalists, okay? Or even in my family, whatever happens, I know it's in God's plan. I'm going to love Jesus Christ till the moment my soul is off this plane. Understand? I will love God. And I will accept what God does no matter what happens ever. I will never. I already have seen the full deal. All I care about is being with God. That's it. And all I ask selfishly is that whatever happens to my children, that God lead their souls to him.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is a fact there's been a coordinated effort by the UN, the EU, Soros, the Democratic Party to bring in 5+ million Islamicists. It is a fact that they are organizing and attacking. It is a fact those attacks are being used to call for the UN to start regulating all hate speech, which they call conservative or libertarian speech as well, to stop Islam. No, you stop shipping the people in, and when they openly are on welfare and talk about attacking people, you deport their ass back to their Muslim heavens that they're trying to escape but then convert us to. You know, if I ran from someplace, I would try to go become the natives. I would try to, you know, become the locals. I thought about moving part of the year to Hawaii because they don't have any allergies there. And I like all the kind of jungle navigation and star navigation of the Aborigines or the Polynesians and the whole culture. I thought I'd kind of go native a little bit. You know, I just don't get, like, if I'm leaving something, why do I go to something else and try to bring the crap that I just left to you? I'm ranting. I want to go to your phone calls. Coming up in the last segment, I have the answers to this. What is the scariest building you've ever seen? I'm gonna break this down. I knew what it was as soon as I saw it, but this just ties into everything, so that's coming up. I'm going to answer Tom Hanks' question for him. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Judy and Julie and Josh and Mark and... Is that Batty? And others that are holding. Let's go to Julie in New Jersey first. Julie, you're on the air from New Jersey. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I love your show, and I feel like I'm welcoming a friend into the house every time I turn you on, so thank you so much.
Well, thanks for putting up with me, sweetheart.
Oh, are you kidding? I mean, I think we're getting through life together because I just feel like we're getting shot from all directions. The reason I'm calling today, I wanted to ask you, what's your take on... I'm from Chicago originally, so, you know, I'm thinking sister cities between London and Chicago, and you've got two liberal mayors that are just, it's like the daily dose of a pep rally. And, you know, they have these sugar-coated words to try and smooth it over and to make everybody feel like we should be,
let's,
you know,
all come together. How about let's not bring people in from failed Islamic states where the women and children are all being enslaved, and then all these men want to come over to our country. I mean, isn't that incriminating? Country where women are enslaved, and there comes a boatload of only men? Hey, men, where are your women if they need help? Why didn't you save your women? You know the West, or if it was Mexico or any other country, even though Mexico isn't perfect, the U.S. isn't perfect. If there was a bunch of Mexicans fleeing Mexico from a disaster, don't you think most of the boat would be women and children? For all the Mexicans' problems, I bet it'd be 80% women and children if it was an emergency boat from Mexico. Why are these boats from the Middle East almost all men? Because they don't see women as humans. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, and Tony Blair, am I correct? Wasn't he the one that started bringing them in?
Absolutely. In fact, it came out after he was out of office that he had secret deals with quotas with the EU to bring in Muslims. Now the quotas are public, where if you try to deny one of them, it's $100,000, £100,000, that's like $150,000, fine if you don't accept the Muslim.
And May worked under him, didn't she, for Homeland Security?
Yes.
Okay, So, I mean, where does it take them into this election? I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, there's no good option.
Oh, and I mean, the people running against her are even worse. Exactly.
I know. And that's why, you know, you talk about these mayors. I mean, you know, what's the recourse? I mean, I'm really concerned about what's going on here. I mean, just seeing what was going on in New York City on Friday with, you know, de Blasio allowing the prayer session in front of Trump Tower. I mean, it's just out of control that they're
allowing. I mean, de Blasio's got a known convicted terrorist that he's promoting, at major public events. That's what I'm saying. The left is militaristic. They're hateful. They're allied with anybody that wants to take over. And here's the good news, though. 1776, we don't want to be violent, but our forebears knew about tyranny. They laid down that we're free men and women. We have a right to defend ourselves. So the Muslims aren't going to have their cakewalk here where they go into some Muslim country that doesn't have any weapons and then Obama backs them with $1 billion in weapons, you know, day one, over $40 billion total now to take down Syria, and then they can just murder people. You, the Muslims and the globalists, are going to have to really fight us, and that's why they're so pissed, because no matter what they do, we still got the Second Amendment.
Yeah, my final point to you is this, and, you know, I was in Chicago visiting when the Westminster Bridge attack happened.
Wow.
And I was in my hotel, and I looked out the window, and it was right over the Chicago River where you have all of the bridges. And, you know, I just think about the city, and I just, you know, it's not a matter of if it's going to happen. You know, it just breaks my heart when it's going to happen. And, you know, God help us all, really, Alex. I mean, it's just, we've got to stay strong.
And I agree. And statistically, it's hundreds of thousands of Christians. Well, it's more than that. It's like 1 million a year being killed. But just understand, that's sad enough. That's bad enough. The bigger issue is that our elites are covering it up and promoting it and saying it's no big deal. But then some mentally ill, scumbag white supremacist goes into a South Carolina church and kills poor, you know, 9 poor black people for no reason. And then all white people are guilty. It's all over the news for 6 months. It's the Second Amendment's fault. They're blaming all these groups that didn't do anything. This guy wasn't even coordinated. It's very rare. It's horrible. But we all get blamed when we have nothing to do with it because it creates division. Then meanwhile, Islam is 1.4 billion people, and this is their main operating system, and they're coming for us, and our media then covers up for that. I mean, that is what's crazy. And I say execute that guy that shot those 9 black people. Cut his damn head off. I'll do it. The point is that why is there this love fest for Islam when it's the most anti-liberal crap ever? And I'll tell you why. The left is threatened by real liberalism. And I don't mean liberalism where you teach 6-year-olds how to be trannies or, you know, how to have their sex change or whatever. I mean liberalism Thomas Jefferson of let's live and let live, open, free society. That doesn't mean then you have to adopt the most radical crap. It means you can be conservative, you can be liberal, you can be libertarian, but you don't have to do anything, and we're tolerant. The colleges are the opposite of tolerant. They are the most brainwashing, anti-free speech, crazy town, lunatic asylums the world's ever seen.
And where does common sense come into it, you know?
Ma'am, common sense means you'll stand up and you have your own view and you can't be programmed like a cult member. So the elite are allied with Islam because it's a cult. They want to get you to accept a cult like Islam, because if you'll accept a crazy, out-of-control cult failed system like that that destroys any country it has control of, you'll then love globalism because it'll look great compared to it. I got to jump. Thank you so much. I just spent 6-7 minutes with that lady. She was a good caller. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to bam, 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 bam. I'm going to go to Judy, and I'm going to go to Betty, and I'm going to go to Alyssa, and I'm going to go to John, and I'm going to go to Josh, and I'm going to go to Mercedes, and I'm going to go to Mark, and I'm going to go to everybody else on the other side of this break. I'm going to bam, bam, bam. So just be ready. I got to go to the next person, no matter how great your points are. We have got the Memorial Day specials. I sent it for a week. Have got to end tomorrow because we've sold out of Secret 12. We are about to sell out of Supermelo Vitality. We're about to sell out of X2 again. I can't believe this is happening. We are about to sell out of a bunch of these items because they're organic, they're hard to source, and I still discount them. So InfoWarsStore.com, get 10% off additionally on some items that are 65.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover us. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we got 2 segments to get to at least 10 of these calls. So I'm going to go to everybody that's on the board right now, from Josh at the top right down to Batty. Judy's up next and Mercedes in just a minute. Go to these ladies' phone calls. But Mike Cernovich, InfoWars.com reporter, the next month and a half, he's starting his own syndicated show here, weekdays. He just called me with huge news. Now, he's been working on this for all day. CNN has been caught staging fake news scene. Now, I want to be clear. I believe the Islamic attack is real. Radical Islam is real. But the globalists opening the borders up and bringing them in and letting them attack, that is a form of false flag. They don't control Islam, but they know what it's going to do. Like if I caught a rattlesnake and put it in your bed, did the rattlesnake take my orders? No, it's just waiting for you. You get in bed, sit on it, it's going to bite you on your butt. This is up on Cernovich's site, Medium. It's up on his Mike Cernovich Twitter. It's also up at Real Alex Jones. CNN caught staging fake news scene. So let's get on whoever's on right now at InfoWars. Let's get this posted to InfoWars. This is important. Then we'll go right to your calls. But Cernovich will be on with us tomorrow to break more of this down. Paul Watson will be on with us with the whole latest terror attacks. But CNN was caught staging another news video captured by a citizen journalist to post the footage to his Twitter account. Then Becky Anderson of CNN is seen in London handing out props to a, quote, peace group. So they want to show groups that are saying peace to Islam, be good to Islam, because that's not really there. They have to go out with a whole film crew and then produce it. And you can look at CNN and tell, like Hillary would have these town halls, I could tell were shot in like HD. You could tell the cuts and everything were like perfect and that it wasn't a real broadcast. Came out later in WikiLeaks, it was fake. So, Mike Cernovich, I know you're a busy man. We got callers, too, so I promise I'm going to them. But this is big. We'll roll some of this footage over you. You've talked to the journalist that was able to capture this and get on video. It shows how dumb CNN thinks we are. They're on city streets shooting these fake events, thinking we don't know what we're witnessing. CNN's famous for this back to the first Gulf War.
Exactly, Alex. This was a citizen journalist, just another InfoWarrior, and it shows people the power of the phone. If you see the fake news media out there, record what they're doing. So the journalist who found this was, his username is at MarkAntro. He filmed it, and I was just blown away by it, and right away I was like, this can't be real. They're caught dead in the act. This is a smoking gun video of CNN creating fake news. They even hand out, it looks like CNN printed out the flyers for the, quote, peace group to even hand out. This is fake in every sense of the word. This is the biggest story of the day by far.
This is amazing. But CNN, again, I'm not saying all of Sandy Hook was fake. They misrepresent that. You can see Cooper turn, and his nose is on a blue screen and disappears. You can see the cars going in circles around it. They staged shoots there. CNN's famous for this. Then they flip around and say, oh, we're saying none of these events happened. No, we're saying the London Bridge attack happened. We're saying the Manchester attack happened. It's just they continue to get caught, you know, again, showing Muslims together, showing peace, in these staged PR events with cops standing behind them to make it look like everybody's going along with the attacks and rolling over.
Right, and what they wanted to do here was, it looks like they printed out props and they go, hey, just come here and we'll stage a scene, and that's the whole issue. CNN has some questions to answer. Now, I know what they're probably going to say, Alex. They're going to say, oh, the protest of the peace group was already here, and all we did was we want a good shot, blah, blah.
No, they have giant dollies, giant crews, it's all roped off, like it's, they all want to be Netflix producers. So CNN's going pure fiction now.
Right. I watched the video 10 times. Because the first time I saw it, I couldn't believe what I was seeing before me. I said, this has to be a Hollywood production. I thought it was a Hollywood production, then I fact-checked it, and I found out that CNN on its official Twitter page had posted it, and then I found out that this person was Becky Anderson of CNN. So this is real. The news now that people are watching are literally Hollywood productions.
They have to go out and get women to dress up like Muslims to make it look like the Muslims are upset because they can't get the Muslims to come out and criticize it. So they get guys in turbans. You can tell a lot of these people are actors. I mean, God, some of the beards are like glued on.
Exactly right. And the CNN people even printed out the little hashtags. For the picture, you can see the CNN prop guys.
No, you see them handing it out. You see them handing it out.
Yeah. The props.
Cernovich, why does CNN think they can go in the middle of a street and do this over and over again and not get caught?
Well, because that's why they tried to moralize people, and now they realize the CNN is ISIS contest happened yesterday. The InfoWars are everywhere now with the cameras, and CNN is going to learn a valuable lesson today.
I was just showing while you were talking, I want to go back to it. They showed the crew. It looks like a crew of like 70 people for this. This is a big Hollywood shoot. They've got lights in the middle of the day. I mean, this is highly produced.
Yeah, they have lights. They have fake props. They have the little, you know, area roped off, even though there's no danger area. That is all fake. It isn't a real thing. And then they have these people. I mean, look at it. If you're watching the video, there's this caution tape, but the people are behind the caution tape. So how can you have a caution tape that's cordoned off, but then you have people behind the tape so dangerous, the prop guy's coming out, they're printing things out.
She no, absolutely. No, they're using the caution tape as the block for the production. This is unbelievable how, well, it's like when the Queen of England goes to an African country, they arrest all the homeless people and they put up fake sets. Remember that? She got caught four or five times like 10 years ago. So she had to stop doing it like on fake sound sets, meeting the little African kids. In fact, crew Google, it's like BBC even admitted it. Queen of England caught meeting Africans at soundstage. Or fake village built for the Queen in Africa. That'll pull it up for you. Cernovich, this is just getting more and more insane.
Yeah, and this really goes show, it shows why it's so necessary for everybody listening to realize how important it is. This footage didn't come from me or you or anybody. This came from an info warrior, a citizen journalist, somebody who's had enough and wants to fight back. Everybody listening has to fight back.
Well, I'm going to, again, retweet it at Real Alex Jones right now. This has to go totally mega viral. CNN caught red-handed staging fake Muslim peace demonstration because they, you know, it's a big thing they can't get the Muslims ever come out and decry it. So they just staged this deal, and this is as phony as a $3 bill. Mike Cernovich, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, let's get one call in here before the break. Judy in Florida. Judy, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's really kind of terrible looking at that little boy they had situated up front in that shoot that you were just showing.
Truly
I'm
sick.
Really getting cut. I'm tired of this level of mental illness and satanic activity, to be perfectly honest. I was calling today about Justin Trudeau and his statements after what happened on the London Bridge, that multiculturalism is the way the future to, quote, counter hate by promoting the values of diversity.
Yeah, well, you can bring in Japanese or Nigerians that are Christians or Brazilians because they just want to have a way of life and do business. But you can't bring in Islamists because they'll kill your ass. So no, multiculturalism is not the answer, and bringing in Islam is not the answer. It's not compatible. It never has been. It is an exploitive, expanding cancer.
Well, I think that you need to use the proper terminology. I mean, I've arrived at the fact that this is not terrorist attacks. I'm looking at it from, like, moving one generation forward and looking back. I mean, this is war.
No, you're right. Exactly. And the police and military can't handle it. That's not what it is. We have to stop these people being here. And if you weren't born here and you haven't decried this and shown you don't agree with it, then deport them back to their hellhole.
And they're keeping the men in these countries, including the UK, places in Europe, and in Canada, and if they could, the United States. They're keeping the men standing down. I'm not saying to, get violent. Not at all.
No, but men have to get politically active and aggressive because they're bringing in their military-age men knowing they don't have women, they're aggressive, they're meant to dominate and control us. Incredible points. Anything else, Judy?
Yeah, just basically that I don't think Sadiq Khan has any place talking to a camera representing London. And I don't agree with it being a global city, no matter what he says.
Judy, please, call us more. These ladies are so smart, better spoken than I am. Can hear the conviction in their heart. They're sick of it. We're going to talk to Mercedes and many others on the other side, and then get to Mark, Batty, Alyssa, John.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25
35 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing at
my back. This is so incredible what's happening. I am in live time on Real Alex Jones on Twitter and on Mike Cernovich's Twitter. And I'm watching people tweeting at us going, it's real. It's fake news. I can't believe it. You're showing CNN staging Muslims saying they're against the attacks. You have the behind the scenes video. And then the people have now found the CNN edit from the film crew staging the event. Allie, put it on screen for TV viewers. So they show you driving to it, and then it cuts on CNN, our message to terrorists, get lost. And then it shows her showing one person there and then more while she's live, like it's spontaneous. It shows on the video all these people getting in front of the camera and piling up. Again, that's at Real Alex Jones right now. There's the lady posing as a reporter, and then we've got the footage of her where it's a huge film crew with a crew of like 70 people. Unbelievable. Man, that's devastating. And you watch. The news tomorrow will say, Alex Jones said that the London Bridge attack did not happen. I did not say that. I said they're putting out fake news to make it look like the Muslims are all criticizing it because they never do. Wow. Just like they say, oh, Jones says this didn't happen or that didn't happen. That's how they deceive all day long because they can't face up to stuff like that. But I know you know, and I know you're aware, and I know you know what's happening. Now, I'm going to go to Mercedes and others here in just a minute and other ladies that are calling, like Alyssa, and then we go to the men that are calling. But right now, who was it disagreed? I want to go to the head of the line. Okay, Tom in London disagrees. He disagrees with me saying it's a false flag. I'm not saying Muslims aren't attacking. I'm not saying radicalism isn't a threat. The media always misrepresents. I'm saying the government's let them in. They let them go to Libya and train for 3 weeks and come back like the Manchester attacker. So the Muslims attacking is real, but the Western governments are protecting it so they can regulate the internet and take our rights. Where am I wrong, Tom?
Hi, Alex. Yeah, this is the thing that I disagree with you the most about. Actually, I disagree about a few things. By the way, I don't think I've spoken to you since Trump was inaugurated. And it was almost 2 years ago now that I put a bet on the bookmakers that Trump would win and Brexit would win.
I remember your voice. I remember you calling about a year before he won saying that Trump was the man.
Trump's the man, but not for the reasons...
No, not in a good way. You thought he was the guy to bring in the New World Order. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm predicting now, by the way, I predicted 4 weeks ago that there would be a hung parliament in the UK. And one of the reasons for the Manchester attack, actually, was that the poll numbers were trending.
Sure, she was within one number of losing, one point of losing.
Well, she was trending to actually lose. I mean, this is the important point, because the Manchester attack, they said that it didn't help her, but it did.
I asked you this question 2 years ago, and you didn't answer it. Are you a Muslim?
I did answer it, and I'm not. I remember you asking me, and I'm not. But, okay.
Then my memory fails. That far back is foggy. So I'm sorry if I accuse you of something you didn't say. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the Manchester attack caused the trending polls to flatten. It was a zero. It was a minus bubble for Theresa May. It became a zero. That meant that she was no longer going to lose according to the trend of the poll. Now, those polls then began to narrow again.
I'll admit it's suspicious that she was within one point of losing. Some polls showed losing. And then magically this happens. But then explain to me the dialectic then. They're bringing in millions of military-age men. They're attacking. She at least will criticize it. So she's bad staging it to stop Muslims? When the other groups say bring in even more, explain to me this.
They don't have to bring people in. The Libyan was a second-generation immigrant. He was recruited here. He went back to Libya.
Well, it's admitted that Scotland Yard and MI5 knew who he was and didn't do anything. So I got you there. So let me ask you. Then you agree it's a false flag. They're letting the Muslims attack.
Yes. No. I don't agree that they're letting people in. I think... they're recruiting people to do... It's exactly the same as what happened in 7-7. They don't need to bring...
But why do they stage 7-7? I know Rashida Swat or whatever was MI6. That was confirmed by Fox News and the Justice Department and MI6. Why then stage terror attacks if you're bringing in record Muslims? What is the point?
The... people that they're bringing in aren't the ones committing the attacks. The ones committing the attacks are people who were usually born here and recruited.
No, you're right. Why is it usually second generation? Why is it usually second generation that are doing the attacks? At least in England. In Europe, it's different.
Because they're being recruited here it's much easier to recruit people who are here, and the networks, you know, the security services networks know who they are, and they know how to recruit.
What is the reason for it?
The reason for staging terror attacks? They stage a terror attack. Well, in these cases, it's for the reasons that I've just said, as well as, of course, increasing the security clamp down. about
well,
it.
Well, no, I mean, I'll give it to you. May is calling for censoring everybody's internet when it's the government before her that brought all these Muslims in. So either way you slice it, it's being blamed on free peoples of Europe. I don't care what color you are. If you want freedom, I love you. You're a black guy, you're Hispanic, Asian. You want freedom, I love you. You don't, go to hell. And all I know is I don't want to live in a Muslim country, so don't bring it here. But I hear your points. I appreciate your call. It's a conundrum. It's an enigma wrapped in a riddle. I don't know anymore. All I've got to do is tell the truth, and then I'll look at both sides. So I guarantee you tomorrow it'll be, Jones said it didn't happen, or Jones said it did, or, you know, Jones said it's a false flag. I'm here trying to have a real discussion. It's not sound bites. And I'll be honest with you. You make some good points. Because the buck really stops here. I mean, there's nobody telling me what to say. I'm really trying to find the truth here. All I know is all hell's breaking loose, and the elite hate Trump, and he's getting our economy going again. And my gut tells me he's good. So I've learned in my life at 43, go with your gut. My gut says Trump's good. And if he is so evil that my gut is wrong, my gut's never been wrong, then he is the devil. I'll tell you that. I mean, I'll say that. Trump is a new animal because my gut's never wrong, and my gut tells me go with Trump. Mercedes in Oregon. Thanks for joining us today. Go ahead, Mercedes.
Hello, Alex. I'm calling again. I was able to give Owen Schreier a testimony, but it was really a great event. The reason I'm calling is to give you some truth from, of course, my point of view that, you know, you had a guy on, I think Gavin was calling for, like, patriarchy and, oh, patriarchy's back. But I'd like to inform you a little bit about patriarchy being part of the cause of this mental disorder.
I think Gavin McGinnis is trying to be politically incorrect because there's such an attack on men in general. He's saying patriarchy to say, I don't care about your attacks. Obviously, we all came from women, and men are an expression of women. So there's no such thing as patriarchy. There's one species. But I hear you. Gavin McGinnis, you know, is just being controversial.
But you're saying, why are we laying down to this? Okay, so I want to explain that patriarchy has been paving the road for this and all forms of
abuse. Ma'am, there is no feminism. There is no patriarchy. We're all connected. We have daughters. We have sons. We have mothers. We have fathers. We're all together. Any division, just like race, is a lie.
Well, I can explain.
The only lie is these fake religions and political programs.
I can also explain race, too. But so Islam and the Muslims are the old school patriarchy coming into this country where patriarchy has paved the road. See, you're wondering why this is happening. We have patriarchy light here compared to them. Okay, they're patriarchy old school.
Ma'am, I'm out of time. Call me back tomorrow, and I promise I'll have you on more. Let's get her number if we can, and I'll have her on like 10 minutes as a guest. When a male toucan flies off and steals some eggs or some fruit and puts it in his beak and flies back to the female, is that patriarchy that he's in control of her in the nest? That's how he survives. The male goes out, if he has to, he'll starve to death to feed the female to then vomit the food back to the babies. That's just life on this planet, lady. Men go out and die in wars. Men go out and work. Men go into coal mines. So women, hopefully, if you're in a level of success, can sit back in the nest safe with the babies. That's where the life is in the nest. The men are extensions of the human species as worker bees. The whole feminist thing is a giant lie. There is no patriarchy. There is no chauvinism. There is no feminism. There is humanity. I'm out of time. Sorry, the other callers. Back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com. Spread those links. In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.